Hey everybody, Jay Schlansky here from the Fifth Trooper Network. I just want to take a moment to thank you for checking out this show. Did you know that over at thefifthtrooper.com we have tons of other content, including blogs, other podcasts, all kinds of stuff. In addition, if you want access to exclusive content, you can join us on patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and join at any level and you'll get access to exclusive blog articles, access to our private Discord, and much more. So please check us out and thank you so much for all your support.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name is Jay Schlansky and joining me this week is a local player, Isaac Penley. How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going great. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining. This is good. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
So Isaac, He gave me a good beating at one of our store championships, and so I thought it might be good to have you on. Tim couldn't be on this week because he's on vacation, but I thought we could. You know, not only is Isaac a great Legion player, but he's also a local musician too, which is super cool. So that's awesome.
Sure. Yeah. I'm like. Just a little bit about me. I'm originally from Kentucky. That's where I started playing Legion there, and I went to the University of Louisville, did a music degree there, and I came up here to New York and went to Eastman. I've graduated from there since, and I met my wife there, and we got married in Georgia over the summer, came back up here, and we're living up here now.
Yeah.
We like to play Legion. There's a lovely board set up in our living room right now. So she's slowly learning to play, which that's been fun. But I love Legion. I love the community. The community up here is great. I work at Millennium Games, huge store in Rochester.
Oh, there's nice.
Stuff coming up there too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting because Tim was originally from Long Island, but then he lived in Tennessee for a long time and just moved up here too. So I'm like, yeah, you guys sure you want to be up here? I don't think you understand.
Yeah. It's really cold.
Yeah. And especially like where I live and where you guys live, the snow is super intense.
Yeah. The average snow here would like shut down the entire state of Kentucky for months. There'd be no toilet paper, no eggs, nothing. Grocery stores raided. But
yeah, I remember I had we had family up from South Carolina. And it snowed when they were up for like around Christmas, and they're like, what do we do? And I'm like, it's a normal day today. Today's just a normal day. It's just like 6 inches. Everything's fine. You
know? Yeah. No need to panic.
Yeah. Right. So it's funny. I've been wanting to have Isaac on for a while. We couldn't make it happen, but, one of the things I wanted to talk about, because this has come back, I think, into the meta recently, which is clones, right? Yep. And right before, you and I played at the art store, and you played this crazy clones list, and I was playing Double Bounty, and you were just dumping dice into me, and I hadn't really seen or, like, thought about it in that way. And then I think it was like a week or two later, I was on the Scoundrels and Mike and Kyle and I were talking, and Mike had his list, and then he's talking about all these dice. Mm. And I was just like, so you were kind of onto it around the same time as we brought it up on Scoundrels. And so what kind of like made you head in that direction with that list?
Yeah, so I've always been a clone player. I started out, it was like my first war game. I like was in a local gaming store in Louisville and like saw the Clone Wars core set. That's about when I came onto the game, and I was like, that's awesome. So I've been running clones like forever, and like I've always loved like clone bark line, clone gun line with a lot of bark speeders and stuff. I run force users occasionally. It's not like how I love to play it. So I know like Yoda right now is very popular, and I watched a little bit of the Notorious Scoundrels on packs, and it seems like there's a lot of Yoda lists and different variants, or Anakin and Padme. And I've ran both of those lists. They're obviously good. It's not how I like to play a bunch. So it's really cagey, and like, yeah, it's competitive. But I like to run I've always liked the big fire sport pools and sort of being able to overwhelmed by volume, accuracy by volume, I guess. And so that's why it's always been something that appealed to me. So when Cody hit the scene, I was like, oh wow, Surge to crit range 4, and he also all of a sudden helps the bark speeders and stuff, and he with a coordinate to vehicles, and that's what really, like, the bell started firing off for me. So like when he hit, I went to Rocky Top and brought like a variant of it that was similar to what you saw, except I had an ATRT in there with like a comms relay. I didn't like that. The ATRT was doing good to like give fire support out and give out orders, but it wasn't it's like useless. Like if you shoot it without fire supporting it, it's like just okay, maybe suppression, maybe not. Occasionally it helped a little bit with armor, fire supporting an RPS into it, but not so much. So I arrived at the list that I ran with you, and it was 3 barks. I'm trying to remember it.
Here, I got it right here. I can tell everybody. Yeah. So Commander Cody with aggressive tactics and seize the initiative. You had a clone commander with improvised orders. Phase 1 with the RPS 6, Boyle and Recon Intel. Another clone phase 1 with Z6. 3 of those actually. Oh, 4. And then the fourth one had Recon Intel. That's right. The Bark with the twin laser gunner, 2 of those, and then the third one with the RPS-6. Yeah, it's so funny because the arts, so we're referring to a store. It's half an art store and half a game store in Syracuse when we say the art store. So the tournament before that, which was I think the month before, I had run a Yoda triple barks, but all my barks were naked. Like I didn't have anything on them. And so when I got to you in the tournament, I was feeling pretty good. I was doing really well. And I got to you and I like just scanned your list real quick. And I was like, oh yeah. I got it. I know what this does, but I wasn't really thinking about the extra guns on the barks. I'm like, oh yeah, those got to be naked, like in my brain for whatever reason. And then I don't know if you remember, but I think you hit something with like a fire support with the Z6. I'm like, wait, what is happening? What do you have on the bark? Like I had to like go ask you like twice. I'm like, wait, what do you have on that bark? Like,
yeah, I know. I remember. Yeah. And it is something that's shocking, because I think so many people are used to seeing the clone Yoda, clone Anakin type variant, and to see somebody bring like a bark with a heavy fire supporter Z6 into it, that it always is. If it hasn't been done to you before, you're like, oh, what do you mean I have to roll 12 saves? Like, it's which that's what I love. I love like rolling all the dice, and like that's how, I mean, it appeals to me, but it also, I think it plays into the competitive side of things, because like everything has heavy cover now.
Yeah.
Well, barks are good at getting flanks, they're good at getting around. You can just nose up on whatever is in cover. And then you can fire support it in. So now all of a sudden, like where that Z6 would have been firing with nothing, no surges, into cover, and like maybe getting 4 hits on an average roll. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, and that Z6 can shoot over with surges.
Yep.
through the no cover, and usually with an aim with the bark. So it gets pretty lethal. I mean, Z6 is like a slot machine, but I mean, it averages around like 12 every time. So if it gets under that, then you're really whiffing. And
it was wild. I think that was such a great game, because I mean, my list was really, I was really surprised at how my list was holding up against it. but there was a point where, you know, I think you erased maybe a shore trooper or something else. And I was like, oh, gosh darn, like this is, man, that's a lot. That really sucks. And then I think you dumped like 20 or 30 into Boba, and he just was not dying. Like he's just like all saves. And I was just like, all right, my slot, you know, my luck came back on my defense. But yeah, that was a crazy game.
It's always funny. Every time I have ever played against a Boba, it is always like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Boba's like 80% saves and up, and I'm just like, wow, like that's great. But Yeah, I do remember that, because I fire supported him a couple times,
like,
and went like really aggressive.
Times. Yeah, because you were. Yeah. I think at that point, it was basically if I remember this correctly, if Boba lived, I was taking the game, and so you had to kill him, and you're just like, all right, I'm just putting everything into Boba, and the first shot came through, saves, and you're like, Okay. And then the second next one you fire supported, like I maybe one or two wounds, like it wasn't a lot. And then you finally got him, I think, on the third fire support shot. But it was, yeah, it was like he was just tanking all of it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was a wild game. So
yeah, one thing about the list that, yep, which is you played well against it, I thought, because I mean, of course, Empire sort of range four gun lines,
yep,
and like I spent like the entire first turn having to like move towards you, which clones don't like doing. But that's the philosophy in the list, is really like if you get into range three of it, you will die. Like if, yep, I can see you at a range three, I don't think there's anything that can generate that much firepower. But that being said, it does really, it has a lot of flaws in that, like the big range four poke gun lines and stuff. A lot of Pierce, of course, you had a lot of Pierce in your list, and you, yep, were really like, because that was the most, well, I lost more models in the game after that, but like, yeah, it was like the first time I brought that list and I was like, oh, wow. Like, I'm not used, yeah, to having this many bodies dead, and you shot a lot of my stuff off the board.
Yeah. So. And really, like, when you're facing, you know, in that, for instance, basically I just turtled in the corner, mm-hmm, and just was like, well, I'm going to have them come to me. Like I can't go into the middle towards these objectives. So if he wants them, he's going to have to come get them, and I'm just going to sit here and shoot. And so, yep, but yeah. And I think, you know, if I remember right, you know, you played really well to the terrain, and, but you were still just kind of, you didn't have a choice but to just kind of march at me and try to eat, mm-hmm, it and get through it. And you did. And I mean, it did come down to the line, but yeah, that was, but yeah, you got to really watch that range three. It starts hitting and you're just like, I remember, like, I think like arbitrarily I knew, but I don't think I really in my head was like as scared as I probably needed to be. You know what I mean? As you started coming up, by the time you got to me, I was like, I've been doing all right so far. I could keep going, you know? And then you just started erasing stuff. And I was like, uh-oh.
It always feels nice. You get ahead, like, scoop the dice up in a big handful.
Yeah, how many dice are you rolling? I remember asking that a few times. Like, wait. Do this.
It's like, don't worry about it. It's just like 20 something. Don't worry about it.
Right. It's just like nine hits over cover. Like, what?
It's okay. pay no mind. Well, like, and Cody in there too. Like, that's sort of coming up. People are starting to realize that Cody being fire supported is really good.
Yeah.
Because that averages like 7.5 with Pierce. And he surges a crit, and like I used him to kill armor. I remember back in the day when I was playing with like core box clones in competitive tournaments, and there was like no rocket outside of the one you threw in the bark. I was taking wrecks and fire supporting tanks. Like, so it's like Cody at range four is really good with lethal.
I think what happened, if I had to get, I'm trying to remember like the order of releases, but like this happens a lot in Legion, and I think we're seeing this with Yoda right now, is like something comes out, but then something more exciting, mm-hmm, maybe not as good, but more exciting comes out like a month later, and everyone's focused on that. Like maybe it was Dark Troopers. I think it was Gideon and Dark Troopers, right?
Yeah.
It was
right
close.
After.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so like something, and then you just forget, you're like, and you just move on. Right. And so I really like, I know it kind of stinks because we want new stuff, but I like the lull in releases like that we're having right now. So like July to, I think, January, Genosians are scheduled to, mm-hmm, come out, but like, we've got a good like 6 month span where we're not going to have any releases. So the meta can kind of like start to settle and feel itself out. And I think that's why clones are doing well, you know, right now.
Yeah, I agree. It is nice. Like, this is the first time I'll be going to Worlds or Adepticon or any, like, the only convention I've been to was Rocky Top. So it is nice that it's not just completely getting flipped on top of itself right before. You can kind of get some good practice reps in.
For sure. And then, so that tournament, so we played in round two or three?
Round two, yeah.
Yeah. No, three.
Round
I
three.
Think it
was
three.
Round three. Yeah, round three.
And then you went on to round four, which you and Paul were the only ones that played. And he was playing a remnant list that was pretty nasty.
Yes, it was. I don't if you have it pulled up, but
yeah, I do. Yeah. So he's playing he had the Imperial Officer, Storm with a T-21, Shore with a T-21, Scout Troopers with a T-21. Death Troopers with the RT-97C and an E-11. Two of those? Yep, three of those. So three of those. He had three of those Death Troopers. An E-Web. I love E-Webs. With an overcharge generator and Imperial Dark Troopers with frag launcher and assault cannon.
Yep, yep.
Dude, nasty.
It was insane. And like I'm used to being the one when I pull up, I'm like, I have the most firepower. Yeah. And I was wrong. And so I had to sort of adapt my strategy in that round four game. I pulled up and I was like, okay, Empire Gunline, I have slightly better saves. I mean, Death Troopers have the same saves as me, but I'll be okay. I got like a lot of surge tokens. I'll just line up like I normally do, just dare you to walk into range three and we'll just duke it out and I should come out on top. And I was like, nope, wrong. That list has so much firepower.
Yeah.
And with the Death Troopers, you can sit at range four. Yeah. And that was something that being able to sit at range four, I mean, it's different when you're walking into a range four chip gun line. We're like, okay, he's taking little sniper shots at me, little two and three dice pulls. No, these are like full Death Trooper pulls backed with aims from the Independent because the Imperial Remnant. And that gets nasty. Suppressive is taking away clone actions pretty easy with those phase ones. I mean, it really came under the wire, and if it weren't for the way the board was set up, there was this huge building that sat in the middle of it that was like really big line of sight blocker. We were playing key positions, and middle KP is this huge building. And so I would literally like hide everybody behind the building and just like volunteer a clone squad to jump on top of it and fire support and die and hop back down. Like, and that's like, that's how it went. Cause I started out sort of, I put guys out on the wing sort of in cover, and then I realized I was like, I can't do this. So I had to adjust and bring them back in behind the building.
Yeah.
And like I ended the game with, I think I had one clone squad that had guys in it, Cody, a clone commander, and like three or four just sergeants running around, just unit leaders. And that was rough. And that's the only reason I won, because I was able to stack that many guys up behind the building to where he just couldn't see it. But he definitely had more units left on the table than I did. And it was a really good game. There was a lot of crazy shots and a lot of crazy dice rolls. I had one of those lone clone sergeants that were left over the unit leader. I had him like take a pot shot and hop down because he like rolled all of his suppression off, and he killed a Dark Trooper.
Oh, it was
like headshot. Just one black guy. But yeah, he, stuff like that. But it was a good game. That Remnant list is dirty. I think it's a very good Imperial list. It's one that scares me. I mean, it's really easy to run. You got to really think turn zero out.
Yeah.
But after that, I mean, that's what I'm teaching my wife to play, because it's if you can kind of get the turn zero thing down and like learn how to deploy your units in a gun line formation, you just draw tokens and shoot stuff off the board. And it's really that easy. And it has so much range four presence.
Yeah.
That
was a big thing, because at that tournament, that same tournament, so I ran a double bounty and I had Death Troopers. And I think that was a shocker to a lot of people, like just how hard they still hit, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was just like, and I think that's another unit that I think with Remnant they get a little bit more love, but it's one of those units that I just had them in a double bounty list, and I was, you know, between those and the shore troopers, like my range four was just, you know, you're getting hit hard before you even make it to range three, which, you know, it was perfect against your clones, but well, not that perfect because I lost, but you know, it was good against your clones. But yeah, Death Troopers are just so good.
Yeah. And with the Remnant list, it's everything's in a bag. That's like the turnoff about that list. It's, you have no order control, like at all, but I mean, you can pretty reliably pull Death Troopers just off the, I mean, you got three Death Troopers and a scout in there, so there's like four, and of course you have like, it's two corner support and the heavies, but the stuff comes up and everything does like the same thing. I never felt, which I guess we segue into it, I ran the list, a version of the list. So I guess after playing against him, and I was like, this is really hits like a truck. I played another tournament and somebody else ran it against me. It was another player in the local scene. I forget, but he had a variant that didn't have the dark troopers, and it, he had two e-webs and stuff, and it still hit like a truck. And I was like, okay, I gotta run this and see what it's about and see like what's going on with it. And yeah, I ran it and won another. I ran it and won a local tourney at Millennium with it.
Yep.
And it, yeah, you just draw tokens and blow stuff off the board. And it's it. I ran a variant that had medics. I swapped out like some heavies for like medic bots. My scouts didn't have a.
Yeah,
heavy.
Let me see. I was like, sorry, what's the talk? Because I was like trying to find. I found it. Here it is.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So you had the officer with improvised. You had death troopers with the 97C and the E11. You had three of those. Scout troopers naked. Stormtroopers T21. Then med droid recon. Another shore trooper with T21. The E-Web with overcharge. And dark troopers with the assault cannon and frag launcher.
Yeah. So pretty much the same list that Paul ran, with the exception of like dropping a heavy for a med bot. Yeah, and I ran it, and I felt bad running it because it's so good. And like a lot of people were bringing these range four gun line, like not gun line, but like range four poke gun line to like try to chisel away, be cagey about it. And this list is like, okay, you know what's better than me? Like, like plinking two at you, I'll just like shoot my whole dice bowl at you and kill the unit that tried to get some chip damage. And that's kind of how it was. I had a rebel matchup that was
You played against my buddy Nick Gardner. Yeah, so that Echo Base list, he and I had been working on that over and over, and like we've been playing, you know, like that's a good list. That's another good list, right? And tough to play against.
Yeah, and he played well, and it was a great list. The air speeders ran up and shredded my dark troopers, but there's just enough. You reroll so much that you have aim tech or armor built in through sheer amounts of rerolling of dice. Like, there's not a lot of impact besides the dark troopers, and there's some critical with the T21s.
Right.
You just reroll so many dice that, I mean, you're going to roll crits, and I ended up just crit fishing and blowing up air speeders with that.
When that happens against like ATSTs and Tempest, like Tempest, right? And this is, I always tell people about, is like, if they don't have impact, but they have clones or something that can like a lot of aims and critical or anything, they're going to get at least a couple through, like, and it starts to stack like really quickly, you know?
Yeah. Every eight dice should at least get you one critical, because two. Yeah. And it adds up quick. But that was a good game. It's just, the range four stuff is, I had my death troopers up on this platform. They were in heavy cover. And it's like, anytime his rebel units poked out to shoot at anything, it was like, just, I mean, it was just like whole squad's gone. And it's just brutal. It's brutal to be able to sit at range four and reliably, it's like seven. You should max the dice pull out if you just sit there and just get an aim. like you get an aim already. Yeah. So, I mean, it pretty much maxes the dice pull out on average. Which is pretty brutal.
Yeah, and I mean, you didn't play any slouches. You played three pretty good players: Tim, Nick, and then Tim. Alex. So yeah,
which Tim ran a Yoda list, and that's another, like, it. He ran like the standard meta Yoda Padme. He took Boyle, a little bit different with
and Chewie.
And Chewie, but the damage mitigation on that was insane. Which at first was like, oh, like, wow, that's really good. Like, it was like I'd have to shoot twice to get through all the defensive tech, but it was like, I still have more. it's just so much firepower, which is, it's interesting to see. Like, I wonder if it got ran any at PAX or anything, or how it would fare, because I know Empire didn't do too great.
Yeah.
It didn't make top eight. And I wonder if it starts getting ran in the meta, how it would fare into all these Yoda lists, because it seems like a pretty good matchup, because you can't, like, the Yoda list sort of relies on that, I'm gonna poke at you until you come in, and then I'll fight you if I have to, and you can't do that with the death troopers.
No. I'm looking through, I don't see problem with, and this isn't a problem, the thing, I don't mean problem, thing with Empire is there's so many ways to run Empire. Like, Empire's obviously the most loved faction of all the factions. And I get it. You know, I love Empire. but it's just like, a lot of this is ATST. Yeah, I don't see a lot of Remnant. Like, that's really funny then. But here's one. This is a strange version of it. Not a lot of firepower in this. So this is the double Dark Trooper Occupier with two Stormtroopers and three Stormtroopers and two Snowtroopers. Yeah, that looks like the only one I really see. All the other ones are like Hero Hammer stuff.
Sure. What's funny about the Dark Troopers, I think they're my least favorite part about the entire list. If I could take anything else, I would.
Yeah.
Just because I usually got blown off the board for me. I mean, I wasn't really playing great with them, I don't think, except for my last game. I did decide to change it up. I played against Alec, who's also a great player, and he had the Droid Battle Force, the new one, the experimental Droid Battle Force.
Yeah.
He built out he had three commandos and then I think a couple squads of experimental Magnas. And it was really good about being at a good range four gun line, like the kind of classic poke gun line. If you come into range three, you get closer, even more dice with the their dice will increase with closer range. But he poked one squad up to shoot at me, and then I've just marched all three Death Troopers out.
Yeah.
It really punishes that style of play, which seems to be very popular. So I think it would trade well into what the current meta seems to be.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's interesting. The meta is so all over the place, which is great, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, I know clones are definitely back at the top, which is good. I don't really know what an Empire, you know, because Empire is so all over the place, but it looks like a double bounty is still really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's just super interesting. But, you know, I mean, if we look at Worlds last year, our boy Luke Cook, you know, he's in our circuit here on the thruway through New York. He didn't run an on meta list, right? And neither did did his opponent, right? She had an off meta list too. So it was like, you know, it's so interesting. And I think this is something I've always kind of talked about, is if you have a list that's halfway decent, right? Like that has some power behind it. And if you've just been piloting it and you just practice and practice and practice, and you know your list better than anybody knows their list, you have just as much of a chance as if you were running like a high caliber meta list, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's one of the things I love about Legion too. It's about how good you can drive a list for the most part. I mean, there are some things that you're significantly uphill battle, but it's really about how much practice you have and how well you know things. And you're sometimes rewarded for running stuff that isn't really in the meta because, you know, people don't expect it. Like with the Bark list, like that's not something you see all the time, that kind of sheer amount of firepower. So sometimes it plays to your advantage to not have something that people are prepared to play against.
Yes, I've always I agree with that, because I've been trying not to play Tempest because it's my dream, you know, it's my dream list. And I have a variation of it now that I like. But like, you know, that was always the thing before when I was playing Double Heavy before, is that just people weren't ready for it. Like, they're like, I've never played against two. Like, I used to play a tank and a ATST. And so people are like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do with this, you know? And so, the element of surprise is always great in Legion and in any kind of battle, I suppose, you know?
So. For sure.
But yeah, so I was going to ask you, we always talk on here that I think our interstate here that we have in mid New York, central New York and western New York is one of the toughest areas to play Legion. And for somebody that's currently deep in it competitively, how's it been for you?
Yeah, it's really great, because you definitely have, there's a casual scene, and I love that. I love playing casual games. Like, I don't love to just constantly sweat 24/7 when I play the game, but if you want to do that, it's definitely here. there are people that are more than willing to try to optimize lists to the absolute top tier competitive level, and you'll see that a lot at these tournaments. Like, going to these tournaments, the store invites for Worlds, those are hard tournaments. It really does get pretty difficult. I mean, it's like you said, we got Luke Cook in here and stuff, and it's it which is nice, you know. It's good, and I always encourage people to come out to those things, is that's really how you learn to get better at the game. Even if you're not a competitive player and you're just a casual player and want to learn more about the game, I think those tournaments are a great place to come out and meet new people and learn new things about the game. It's not always just about like blowing your opponent off the board and just winning, you know.
Well, and I would say,
Great.
Marcus, the guy that he went 3-0
Go
at the same tournament at the Millennium Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of the guys that's just been, he's a young kid and he's just been playing and playing and playing. And I can't tell you how many tournaments he's been where Evan and I have both just like ran him over and been like, oh man, I'm so sorry. See you later. You know, and like on to the next game. And now he's been coming up and I've played him recently and he has gotten really good at the game.
Oh, he definitely has. Cause I played him at the art store. He was my second round.
Yeah.
And he hadn't seen that kind of bark fire support. He stuck Anakin out, and it was literally first activation, bark, fire support, dead Anakin. Like,
Ugh.
Turn one, first activation. I felt terrible.
Yeah.
Anakin whiffed. He shouldn't have been dead. I mean, he had, like, some dodges and was in cover. He shouldn't have been dead. But,
Right.
like, the intent was, like, okay, I'm going to at least cripple him to not do anything. And he was just, okay, gone. No command cards. Like, it was rough. But
Yeah.
he came out to to Millennium, and he got a Worlds invite
Yeah.
at the last tournament. I mean, he's really came a long way. Great player, great kid.
Well, yeah, and I guess I'm bringing that up to kind of line up with what you talk about is, you know, don't if you have a local scene or if you're here in New York and you want to come out and play, like, don't be scared to play the tough games, because I think even though I'll speak for everybody in our scene, I think all the good players, they'll recognize that maybe you're newer or that you're not as adept at the game, and they're not out crushing you and like rubbing your face in it. They're just playing the game, but they're going, hey, maybe next time if you do this or this, that might, you know, like people, everybody will walk you through it and like really talk to you. And you know, for newer players, if you're just starting and you're listening now, like, I actually just had somebody send me a note that their son went to PAX and played Dash, one of the guys from Scoundrels, and was like, had a great time, even though Mike beat him. But he was just like, Mike was like explaining to him how things work and like, oh no, don't do that. Do this. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that most of the communities like that. And so, you know, if you hear us talk about, you know, how rough tournaments are, it isn't for newer players. It's more for, like next time Isaac and I play each other, it's going to be really competitive, and that's okay, cuz we're there. But like, if you're newer, it's not the same
right
with you know.
Yeah, that's something I've always found in the Legion community just as a whole. I played in Kentucky, I played up here. It's like, it's always, you're wanting to like take people under your wing and like teach them the game, and like you want it to be an enjoyable experience for both players.
Yeah.
And it's always about sort of picking them up, and like, there's always just the after game, post game dialogue, just talking about like, hey, how can we improve? How can we do better? And it's never heated or angry. I mean, I'm sure it does occasionally get that way, but I haven't seen it.
I've only seen it definitely not in our scene. I've seen it, but mostly at like large events, like Worlds, right? But even the heated isn't like what you would think as heated.
Yeah.
It's just more of like a judge call and just going, no, this is what I think. This is what I think. You know, this is what that guy thinks. Like, what's the call? Like, we need to know. This is important. You know, more heated like that. Like, I don't think anybody's really like, you know, fighting or anything like that.
Which after I play a lot of different war games, and that is nice to see, because it's not always the case. I mean, I played Warhammer some.
Yeah,
I still have an
same.
Army, and I've seen tables flipped. It gets, not to hate on Warhammer, but it can get intense. And Legion's just not that way. And that's when people come in the store at Millennium, I'm always, if they're looking for a first game to get in, I'm like, this is a great game. The community's great. The people are nice. Like, you can be as competitive or not as you want to be, and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Star Wars?
I would say, like, you know, last episode I was talking about how MCP compared to Legion, where MCP, I feel like when something really bad goes happens in MCP, like I lose a character or a character gets dazed or whatever, I'm mad for like 2 seconds and I'm like, ah, that sucks. But then I'm like, all right, I'm going to bounce back. And, you know, and I was kind of comparing it to Legion, where sometimes in Legion, when you lose a unit, it's just, you're done. And that's the game. But I will say that, like, that's comparing one to the other, but like comparing Legion to 40K or Fantasy or Age of Sigmar or, like, you know, Infinity or any of those other, like, it's a much more forgiving game.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. And it always feels worse. I don't know if it's because, like, the models they're so expensive or what. There's just something about losing a squad of Space Marines that hurts more than picking up some droids. Like,
yes. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, because not so much anymore. I think Legion's getting there from the hobby aspect, but also, I think with whether it's 40K or Age of Sigmar or you know, Old World or whatever, it's like the time you spent on like modifying and like, you know, painting and like getting it going, and that also factors into it too, because you're like, oh yeah, I got this new character out, boom, and then you're like, oh, he's dead. Oh man, what?
It's
the?
Like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's always painful. Me, anytime I put Boba Fett on, I'm like, oh, look, I painted him up and spent some time.
Well, only, you know, only my Boba Fett can be that good, apparently. It's
like... No, it's any Boba Fett going against me. It just plot armor activated. That's why. I'm just like, it makes sense.
Oh,
it's thematic.
That's funny. But yeah, so are you, so you're going to Adepticon? How you feeling about going to Worlds?
I'm excited. You know, I'm not like expecting to come out on top. I just want to get the experience and try it and try to go as far as I can and enjoy the convention. My wife's going with me. So,
oh, good. Sure. Bless.
Yeah. I want to try to look around, and because I know there's like a lot of stuff to do there besides just play.
Yeah.
I might enter another tournament for maybe, depending on how the timelines end up. I'd like to maybe do like Armada or, Armada, Shatterpoint, or MCP, one of those three.
Yeah.
If I'm able to do the Worlds tournament at the same time. But
Yeah. That's always my thing with like those big events is it's all dependent on how you do. Because like if you're doing well in the one tournament, well, that's the one you're doing because they all kind of run at the same time. But you know, if you get bumped out of Legion day one, then day two you go do whatever you want, you know.
Yeah. It's not like a wasted trip. There's stuff to do.
Yeah, and there's plenty to do there. There's pickup games. There's, you know, there's all. It's a big convention. There's stores. You know, people selling wares. So, Adepticon's a great show. It's gonna be exciting. I have no idea. What the heck is going to be available? Like, you know,
I don't either.
Yeah, we know Genosians for sure are going to be out. The next are the Inquisitors, but I don't know. There hasn't been a release date on them, so.
Yeah, I really hope they don't hit for Worlds.
Oh, dude.
They might.
They
could. Genosians got bumped up.
Yeah, I mean, they got bumped to January. So, I mean, they could potentially be like, yeah, Inquisitors are dropping in February. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, which, I mean, I think that'll... If Inquisitors hit, I might end up running Cody and Gunline, because that doesn't really affect me. I actually would like that. But Yoda Gunlines, I feel like, really suffer with Inquisitors running around.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, and out of the two, Genosians or Inquisitors, I think Inquisitors have the bigger chance of shaking up the meta than I think Genosians will do different things, and I think there'll be plenty of good lists with them in them. But I think, the Inquisitors are really going to change things, I think, for the game. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. Trying to think what else is... I don't know. If you had to play, if Worlds was this month, what would you be bringing?
Either the Imperial Remnant list or probably my Cody Gun line build. Yeah. I've tweaked it some too, which I guess I'll talk about that. I did end up taking a loss from Luke Cook. Somebody knocked me. I was humbled. Yeah. And he took, oh my gosh, it was in Buffalo, and it was just a store championship, and I was just showing up to bolster the numbers and play and get some reps in. And we ended up coming to the final table, and it was us, and he had this like Rebel Cassian triple Mando. Like, and haven't seen Rebel Mandos, and I don't think I've even played with against them before. So I was like, okay. And then this is a prime example of sometimes getting caught off guard by something that you just don't know, like how it really functions, is an advantage. Cause I was like, okay, they like to get at range too. They have jetpack rockets, good saves. There's still four guys. They have blanks on those dice somewhere. I'll shoot them off the board. And I just got, it was bad. I got beat bad. It was a great game, but we had it was key positions, no intercept the transmissions, and it's a Shatterpoint piece, the tech shed, if you're familiar with that. It was a little line of sight blocker in the middle. That was our middle intercept was on top of it, and then I ended up, we had 4 to 5 positions, and I set the barricades up, and I was like, okay, let's go. I was like, I'm gonna put my clones in a battle line and just dare you to come in, and you're gonna have to take the objective at some point. And he was so good at staying on range of three. Like, I never got a fire sport shot off. Maybe I got one off and it whiffed. It was just like I ran for about 2 turns. I was like, he has to eventually come up, but those Mandos are so quick, so you could go all the way back and then just come all the way forward. And that's what he did, because he stayed back and really chiseled at me. And I never like to blame dice on the game. I know people will sometimes get upset about like dice and Legion. I mean, they're dice.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
Mine were under, his were a little bit up, but I'm not going to say that's like the reason that I lost. I mean, he just played really well. And, you know, the best way to prevent bad dice rolls is just not give those shots to begin with. And I was really aggressive and gave those shots to him. And I suffered for it.
I mean, listen, I've been playing with him and this crew for 5 years now, and he has always done things that we either I didn't think of or his opponent didn't think of, where, you know, I remember early on with like snow troopers, and he would do the peek and shoot, where he would move out one, shoot, move back in, you know, and they would have like an aim from veers or something. And I'm just like, oh, right. Like, once you see it, you're like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. But like, you didn't think of it. But right. Luke did, you know, and that's why he's the 2-time world champion, you know, because he just like sees the game different, man. He does. Like, oh, dude, it's
turn
wild.
Zero. Yeah. He like plans it all out. Yeah, I've only played 2 games with him, but I've learned so much every time I play him. It's always good. Oh, he had Boba in that list too. That was something that's really cool. He had a big Alpha Strike with the jetpack rockets and his 3-pip that adds the black, which actually didn't do much to me. I ended up saving well for that, but and again, his Boba had plot armor. So anytime I play Boba, that's the one I fire supported his Boba and like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Okay, I should expect it at this point. But,
well, isn't it so funny too, like how your experiences and stuff in games like dictate what you think of a character? So, like for the longest time, I thought Boba was terrible. I'm on record saying I don't think Boba's as good as everyone thinks he is. And then I played him. I'm like, no, he is. But I think part of that was because in all my experiences leading up to that tournament that we played, my Boba always rolled blanks. Like, I just, like, somebody would come in and would kill him with one shot, and I'd just be like, dude, you suck. Like, I'm just, like, I'm so angry right now, you know? And then that game happened. That whole week, that whole event happened, and he was just a champion for me that entire weekend. And so, like, that happened, and I was like, oh, no, okay, this is more of where he, you know, my past roles were so bad that it, like, darkened my view on Boba. But yeah, that can happen, right? Where and that's the thing, like if you're playing a list or a character and you're trying to figure out if they're good or bad, one tournament, one game is not enough. Like you've got to play them pretty, like, I don't know, like I would say like 10 reps. That's kind of like where I'm at. Like if I could get 10 reps in with something, 10 full games, I then have a pretty good idea of what that whatever it is does. You know, and if and then if you want to be really good with them, you know, 40, 50 reps, that's where you want to be, you know.
Yeah.
And even then, you know, people still shock you with things.
Yeah. Like I thought that I had my Cody list down to just an absolute science. I knew exactly what command cards I would straight up just lay them in a stack on the table and just draw them and flip them because I knew exactly what was going to happen. And no. That match with Luke, I was like, that doesn't work. I was like, this is that to change everything up.
That's so funny.
Like, because it's just so, it was just set up so much. Like, I knew exactly what was going to happen. It was like, turn two, synchronized offensive. And I have all these units. I go first. I fire support, two barks, pick up two units, please. Like,
well, I think the problem comes to, especially players like Luke or Kyle or Mike, is they know what cards you're playing next to. So it's just like, I know what you're playing. I know a way around this already, you know? And it's so funny. Like, and that's, I have found with players like Luke or Kyle and even Mike time to time that if you can do something utterly shocking that they didn't see coming, that's when those high caliber players start to, like, you can see the chinks in the armor, you know, they start to unravel a little bit, is when you're like, boom, and they're like, whoa, what's going on? Like, yeah, take that, man. You know? So I think there's like an element to that, right? And being a good Legion player is knowing that this next turn, you know, like you said, I know what command card I'm going to play, but then taking a beat and going, okay, they know what command card I'm going to play too. So what do I think they're playing? And maybe I do something different or crazy or out there that's going to throw them off and put them out of position, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a good game, you know?
It really is, yeah. There's so many layers to it. I love it. It's my favorite game. It's simple for a war game. Like, it's as simple as it can really get for how complex war games are.
Yeah, right. I know we all held out hope for a number of years that it was going to stay simple, but they have to, the complexity has to rise if you want to keep it interesting.
A few more keywords than than precise one.
Yeah.
And armor.
Well, yeah, and I mean that the armor keyword's such a mess, right? It's just this rat's nest of, because you have armor and then armor one and armor two, and you're like, if we had only, you know, if they had only known, and they didn't know how big it was going to get or where this was going, but you wouldn't have given ATRTs armor, like, that's for sure, right? Like,
yeah,
if you
knew, it's so funny to think about that.
Yeah,
it's like a armor, the guy's like completely in the open,
just an open cockpit, he's just it's like riding a bike,
a gun.
Effectively.
Nope, takes a rocket, deal with it.
But I mean, you know, that stuff happens, right? Like I was saying this a couple episodes ago, because I'm doing game development now, and actually you're out of Millennium, so I'm working on Onslaught, Travis and Nick's game. Yeah, so
I love that game.
Yeah, me too, obviously. I do too. But you know, like, I have an expansion coming out for it, and I did something for the Game Trade magazine, that Tavern Brawl that was good. Mine and so, like, nice. It's funny because as a pundit, as somebody that was like commenting on Legion and like you know, basically talking crap about developers, like, what are they thinking? Why did they do it that way? Now that I'm like in the mix on a game, I'm like, oh, I know how this happened. You know what I mean? You're just like, they didn't think this was going any further than this. And then it did. And they were like, oh no.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that AMG seems to be pretty, for the most part, on top of the ball about.
Yep.
Like, oh, okay, we need to change that. Like they're pretty good about updating the living rule book, which is, that's always good to see.
You know, I think we gave them a lot of crap early on when the whole transition happened from FFG, but they've really taken it, and they've been doing a great job, and all the new units have been really, really terrific. And I love the Battle Forces and how that's been mixing things up. So, you know, I think they've just been doing a wonderful job lately. And I mean, MCP is such a beautiful game. I love MCP to death.
I love it too. Yeah. It's like definitely my top three. Yeah, I love that game. That I actually ended up playing a lot of MCP when I moved up here because it was like the only night in my school schedule that I had free to play.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play Legion for like a year almost. It was sad.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because like Legion, Legion's my number one. And I know a lot of people have been worried lately because I've been talking a lot about MCP and stuff. But Legion, I wouldn't be doing this podcast if Legion wasn't my number one. It'll always be my number one. But it's almost like, and I think we can all talk to this, is where when you're playing it at a high level and you're playing competitively and you're trying to get a world's invite, it does almost become kind of work because you're like working towards that goal and you're like, I got to get an invite and I got to get to worlds. Where MCP, I don't talk about it. I'm not looking to be a champion of anything. I just love the game. And so I'm just passionate in that way about it, you know, that and Lorcana. That's the other one I've been playing a lot. The man, Lorcana is so good too.
I don't know anything about Lorcana except that when we bring it in the store, it is immediately gone.
Yeah.
Instantly.
It's just like, basically gamer, you know, cocaine. It's in and out. It's just so fast, like it's gone. But yeah. So anyways, yeah. Love Legion. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I mean, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
I'm a big fan of you guys. I watched this was one of the first things that I watched actually when I was trying to learn the game, and
it was
really helpful to sort of wrap my head around, like, oh, I didn't think about that. And
oh, well, thanks,
it's fun.
Man.
Glad to be on.
No, I'm glad to have you on, and we'll definitely have you on again. This was great. And so, thanks everybody for listening. And if you guys see Isaac out there, give him a old how do you do? All right. Thanks, Isaac. Thanks, everyone. Yeah. All right, we'll see you next week.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.